Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a special guest here along with us today, cannabis pioneer, to discuss the changing landscape at a federal level here. We got Bruce Linton, former CEO of Canopy Growth, the man himself, the legend, joins us right now. Bruce, I love the beard, by the way. Phenomenal.
I love the pictures you had before we went to cut, right? It was like the clean cut version.
Yeah, but I want to get your take here on what we're seeing play out, because we've been discussing it for weeks now. The Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act. It's what Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, Senator Cory Booker have been working on, introduced. It's kind of getting panned, I guess, for kind of being complicated when it comes to the taxes they might add. But it's been a long time. I mean, you and I have been waiting. People who watch the space have been waiting for changes at the federal level. What do you make of how quickly it could come now?
I think they've now at least staked a claim. They can say, we have put forward the first bill. When the election occurs, if nothing's happened, they'll be able to rely on this as a point for the election. But I do think it's interesting in that it's going to cause a bunch of discussion. And I think we'll see Schumer doing tours talking about cannabis. To me, it's good politics. People have to get off the couch for the next election. And this could be a reason.
Yeah, and we've seen kind of across both political aisles, people supporting cannabis changes. It's an overwhelming majority position now to see things changed. But you and I were just talking about kind of what the New York timeline might do now that Governor Cuomo's not there anymore, how that could change things, given how large a market, you know, the tri-state area is becoming.
Yeah, like to me, the biggest news wasn't Schumer making this move. We expected that. But, you know, what was it, March, when it moved forward in New York and then nothing happened? And as soon as Cuomo's out, I believe, and I think a lot of people believe, he was the source of blockade, and that there's going to be a much more thoughtful process to putting together the governance panel and getting going. And so I think New York as a market, Schumer as a, you know, representative of New York, is going to be a very, very live topic through September. And to me, that is one of the bigger movers, right? You know, you say to anybody else on the planet, tell me the name of a city in the U.S., and New York is probably number one 90% of the time. When New York and the state actually become number one in terms of being open and well-governed, doing the right things around cannabis, it's going to put a ton of sort of reality into the global situation and the U.S. situation. So I'm you know, pretty upbeat about what's happened with the new governor coming in.
Yeah, let's talk about, you know, we can be upbeat about that, fingers crossed. And let's talk about kind of how the market has been interpreting all this, too, because it's, you know, it's always a tough ride for cannabis stocks when these things take longer. I'm looking just back, Canopy Growth, the company you led here, stock's about flat over the last year, 5%, but it was a peak of $49, $50 a share. We're off by about 66% from that high back in February this year. So, I mean, when you get, you know, obviously you run Gage now, the executive chairman there in that Michigan-focused company. But when you look at kind of the market as a whole, how much steam has really come out of the enthusiasm because of the delay in legalization?
I think it's a bit of a delay in legalization. I think in Canopy's case, you could compare it to someplace like a Tilray Aphria combo, which has relatively moved forward. And part of the reason they've moved forward is market share. Right. So if the U.S. market isn't available to you, you better be winning really strongly in the markets you can play. And, you know, Canopy struggled a little bit on that. But, you know, you mentioned Gage, like it's not trading super well. And we just had a quarter that said, hey, record quarter, this state is on track to potentially be the could be number two state by volume of revenue opportunity. We're strongest in that state. And the markets went, meh. I kind of think that's going to change. Like as we get into September, October, people will pay attention. But the cannabis trade almost, it's sort of like right now quiet. And I think all it's going to take is one sort of notable event. Oh, New York moved quicker and it's more lively. Or this federal thing's dropping some of the funny tax stuff for the inclusion of the FDA. And people are going to be excited about the trade. So like, you know, a company like Gage, I see as sort of a quiet one right now that could get exciting. One like Canopy, wouldn't it be more interesting if they like said, well, you know what? We're just going to be listed on a small Canadian exchange, drop our US listings, drop our big Canadian listings, and we're just going to move straight into the US. If they did something like that, I bet it'd be pretty exciting stock because they'd use their billion-ish bucks to really come to play.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I hadn't thought about that. But, you know, you think about how important that was when you were there and earlier in raising money. But now that they do have that, whether or not they could be the first one to do that.
Why wouldn't you? You know what? You're either first or last. And so why not be first? Why not drop the US and the prestigious Canadian version and just jump over to an exchange like the Canadian Securities Exchange that says, welcome, do as you wish, largely. So if you got the cash in hand and the reason you went on these exchanges was to get cash, why not delist and then move and go aggressively into the markets? Like those sorts of jumps, and I have no inside information. I'm not even a significant shareholder anymore. But I think that there's a constantly evolving game, and you can blame regulators for not changing the world, or you can change the way you play with the world.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting point. I guess lastly, too, on all this, you know, it's been a while since we chatted. We only got a few minutes here, but, you know, how you've been holding up through all this in the COVID era. You and I haven't gotten to see each other. It's been months.
It's been like 18 or 20 months. So listen, I've been very productive in terms of companies, whether it was MindMed going from a bad idea to $1 billion, Gage getting where it is. But like, I genuinely miss seeing you, going in studio and actually interacting with the people who've got alternate ideas face to face, because this lag. So when your producer reached out and said, would you do it? I'm like, okay, that'll give me a reason to actually shave and maybe get a haircut. I'm all in. And they said, well, it's on Zoom. So I said, no, not doing it. I'm going to hold off on the haircut and shaving until I see him live. But I'm well. You look good, man. I think you got to keep your look.
Oh, well, you know, this is the best beard I could grow, Bruce. You know, this is the best it's been in a while. But yeah, no, we got the MindMed news we could have discussed. We're running out of time here, though, so I think that's where we're probably going to have to wrap it. But the best news is you can always come back here in person once we're back in studio.
Love it. Be well.